Hello, GWA. This is Bond Girl, trying for the 50 bajillionth time to record this talk. So I've been a little lazy today, and kind of tired. Sorry. Anyway, so I decided that I was going to record the totally unofficial audio questionnaire, pronounced as talk, by Rob1514. he has a deep voice, so I thought that was only appropriate. So when I first saw it, I thought it was totally pronounced Twak, or Tuwak, like Tupac, but yeah. So number one, let's just dive right in, shall we? Alright, number one. On your quote, and yes, I am doing air quotes, erotic scale, where does erotic audio rank when compared... Damn it! When compared to other forms of, quote, audio entertainment, and why? Well, if, I think it kind of depends on the scale you're talking about. If you mean on a scale of 1 to hot damn, then I'd say erotic audio ranks at hot damn. Yeah, it's pretty high up there. That and erotic literature too. I don't watch much porn. I do occasionally, but it's more out of just natural curiosity, and it can turn me on too. But it's usually doesn't get me off. I need the audio or literature to do that. I think because I can insert myself. Giggity. So, such a dark. I can imagine myself more in the situation. Yes, I laugh at my own jokes. I can imagine myself in the scenarios a bit better when it's the audio and literature. All right, number two. How long did you lurk on GWA before you posted an audio file, and were you coaxed into posting your voice? I think I lurked for about a month, so not long actually. It's funny, the first person, or first poster I ever listened to, I'm good friends with now, and he's the one who coaxed me, if you will, into posting. He told me how much fun it was, and I expressed interest, and I was intrigued by it, and so he kept encouraging me, but I was a little shy, and then finally, after keeping at it, I finally decided on my own that I was gonna give it a shot, and it was not so fun. And here I am, rambling away. Number three, have you voiced about your deepest, darkest Have you voiced about your deepest, darkest secret desires on GWA? Will you? I'd say incest ranks pretty high up there. On my deepest, darkest secret desires. I was pretty ashamed of that kink for years. When I realized that's kind of what really got me off, especially like the daddy daughter stuff. You consider it wrong, and I mean that's part of what makes it hot, is because it is the taboo. But when I came to GWA, I realized just how accepting everyone was of it as a kink. That even if it wasn't your thing, no one judged you. No one was like, "Ew, that's gross," and "Oh, you're a weirdo." It was more, "Oh, it's not my thing, but okay, you do you." And I even had a few very nice comments on my audios that have said, incest isn't my thing, but this was really hot, which I really appreciate that people have taken the time to kind of step out of their comfort zones and listen to my audios and then leave comments. So really appreciate it, guys. Thank you. And if I ever do have other, deep, dark, secret desires, then yeah, I think I would share them with GWA just because everyone here is so accepting and understanding and tolerant. Number five. What? Wait. Oh no, number four, sorry. Which GWA recording is your favorite, and which one of your own recordings do you like the most? It's pretty much impossible for me to pick a favorite audio that I've listened to. I don't even think I have a favorite just because my interests vary so greatly, and it all depends on what mood I'm in. I'm constantly trying to listen to new people as well, especially new posters, because I want to encourage them the way that I felt encouraged by the community. Because there's so many talented people out there. I'd hate for someone to take the plunge and try posting here on GWA and then not feel or not get the response that they were hoping for. So I like encouraging new posters and getting to know them. But out of my own postings, I gotta look at my submission history for this one. Apparently I'm a bit of a pervert and I've posted quite a bit over the last few months. Again, I can't pick a favorite. I really enjoyed the Mommy Will Never Know. I think that was the first scripted audio I'd ever done based on a story, and it was a lot of fun to do. I really enjoyed that one. It's also, incidentally, I think it's my highest rank or highest upvoted, most upvoted. I think so, yeah. So people seem to enjoy that one too, so that's good. And Mommy's Good Boy Gets a Massage was a lot of fun for me to do. That one's a bit more personal for me, and then the AMA I did with What a Throwaway, that was just an absolute blast. That was the first collaboration I'd ever done, really, and she's lovely, so so we had great fun doing that one. And then see, the Pretending My Hands Are Yours, actually, that was that one I liked doing a lot. It was my first kind of just the narrative was first for me to go with the flow and just see where it went and just finally be comfortable with myself enough that I didn't have to have a script or rely solely on or rely mostly on moaning and that kind of thing. So that was fun. I like that one. Moving on. Number five. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? I actually, and the examples you mentioned, man in uniform, I come from a military family, and quite a few of my relatives are in the military, including one of my parents, and I work with the military. On a day-to-day basis. So you'd think I'd get tired of seeing men in uniforms, but I don't. It's I really do enjoy it. It's one of the perks of my job, that I get to see them in uniform every day. I gotta love a man in a flight suit, just frames the ass very nicely. It's hard to find a man's ass that does not look good in a flight suit. I really enjoy that one. And Let's see, a man in a suit. I really enjoy that. Like a good three-piece suit is very classy to me. And then also, I like the idea of seeing, like men on the metro or something like that after they get off work, and like their top buttons undone, their ties loosened a bit, maybe like their jackets thrown over their shoulder or their arm, and their sleeves are rolled up, and they just look kind of a little haggard and tired and worn out from the day. They've put in a hard day's work at the office, and they're just kind of mentally exhausted, and it kind of makes me want to take them under my wing and take care of them. Let's see. I like to see women in a nice, pretty dress too. Nice feminine, shape fitting dress. Especially one with like a nice natural waistline and an A-line skirt. Six, what do you wear to bed? It depends on how cold my room is. This winter, I recently moved into a new place and my room gets quite cold. Apparently, there's just no fucking insulation whatsoever in this place. So it gets insanely cold in here when it's cold outside. So I'm kind of worried that. Excuse me. Sorry. It's gonna get sweltering hot this summer. So this winter, for the first time ever, I was actually able to sleep in like full-length yoga pants and like a button-up flannel shirt and be nice and cozy. When before that would have just, oh God, I would have, no way, I would never have been able to sleep in that because I get hot too easily. So this summer, if you ask me that, my answer will have definitely changed, and it will be probably along the lines of nothing but my sweat. Seven, other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? It's been a while. This one's hard. Let's go with the kitchen. Shower sex can be fun, I guess, but it's kind of difficult to coordinate. But kitchen sex when no one's home it is nice because it seems more spontaneous. Like you're both cooking together and you're flirting, you're teasing, and then next thing you know, it's like, bam, bend me over the counter, let's go. So I like that. Eight, has food, such as whipped cream or chocolate, for example, come into play during sex? If yes, do tell. One time. I think one time we were trying to experiment and try something new, and it just went horribly wrong. It's chocolate everywhere. It was bad. Yeah. I'd be willing to try it again, but maybe I just like lay a towel out at first or something. I don't know, plastic sheets. I don't know. It'd have to be with the right person. Actually, because I'm so random, I just remembered I read this. Yes, I read this Cosmos sex tip, and it wasn't scary. It was actually rather intriguing, where you take a popsicle while you're giving a blowjob, so you can, do the, they can feel the difference between the hot and the cold, and you can taste the sweetness of the popsicle. So that was. That actually sounded pretty interesting. I would probably, yeah, I'd try that just to see for fun, just for funsies, you know. Nine, after a night out, have you ever woken up in the morning next to someone you really didn't know? Do tell. No, I've never had a an honest to God one night stand before. Yeah, I think I'd freak the fuck out if I woke up next to someone I didn't really know. Especially, yeah. Yeah, definitely haven't. I haven't done that. It's just not my thing. Not into one night stands. I've woken up not remembering how I got to bed. That's definitely something that's happened before. But usually it's just to have like a friend next to me who put me to bed, so that's, yeah. 10. Ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome? I don't know why, for some reason moresome just makes me think of s'mores. And if not, is it something you would ever do? Yes, I have had threesomes, and they are rather delightful. Yes, I would do them again in the future, but I'd rather be in a committed relationship before I do things like that. Just because I, for my own personal reasons, I have kind of boundaries that I set during those types of activities, and I just think it would it'd be better for me emotionally, mentally, if I was in a committed relationship while doing it. Don't get me wrong, they're fun as hell. I highly recommend them after much, serious thought, but yes, very fun. I probably would do a foursome if I was again in a committed relationship, and then we maybe there was another couple there. I think that would be fun. I think any more than that, just way too many hands and genitals. I don't know. I just wouldn't know what to do. I'd get all confused. I'd get tired. Probably just sit out and watch and like eat a cookie or something. I don't know. 11. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? I think I'm generally more submissive, or I'm just more experienced being submissive. I do enjoy being tied up. It's a lot of fun with the right kind of person, because it's you are completely at their mercy. They can tease you and they can torture you, and yeah, a lot of fun. But I would like to explore more tying someone else up. I think that would just be a lot of fun to be the one controlling and teasing and making them beg for more. That sounds delightful. 12. When you are nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? I think I answered a similar question, or if not this exact question, in the AMA I did with What a Throwaway. However, at the time, I think we were otherwise occupied. So I will reiterate. I rather enjoy the phrase "good girl." Yeah, I really, really like that one. I love being told to come, but more so in like the encouraging way. So be a good girl for me and come, or be my good girl, be my good little slut, that kind of thing I really enjoy. Also, if they tell me that they're getting close to coming, or that they're about to come, or that they want to come inside me, that definitely, oh, yeah, definitely gets me. Let's see, number 13. Do you have multiple orgasms, and what is your quote record number of orgasms in one day? Yeah, so I believe I quite recently submitted proof of this multiple orgasm phenomenon. Which is really a new thing for me. Never before GWA has multiples been a thing for me. It was more just one and okay, I'm done. Guess that's it. But yeah, I'm record. In one day, not just not one time. Six, maybe? I don't know. Let's say six to be, yeah. Let's say six. Okay. 14. Which fantasy do you wish could come true? Well, without delving, I guess, into too many personal fantasies that are more intimate, let's go with Viggo Mortensen. I love that man. So fucking sexy. Let's just go with my celebrity crush on Viggo Mortensen. Yeah, that'd be a nice fantasy. He could just throw me on a bed and ravish me. 15. Have you and a lover made sex videos, and have you shared them with anyone else? No, I've never made a video with anyone. That would take a lot of trust for me. With the right person, yes, I would definitely make a video. I don't know if I could ever watch it. It's one thing to listen to myself, but another thing to watch myself. I'd be like, oh my God, I look so fat there. Oh my God, I would be constantly critiquing myself, and I wouldn't be able to focus on the sexiness of it. I'd be thinking, oh my God, my face looks so weird, I'm making such a weird O face. Yeah, and with the right person, if they really wanted to, then yeah, absolutely. I'd also make an audio, with someone under the right circumstances. 16. Have you ever gotten so wet, or so erect in public? Sorry, I was just imagining. Never mind. I always imagine what it would be like to have a penis for a day or something. Anyway, that you had to go find a private place, do tell. Yes, I've actually made an audio about that where I had to get off at work. I do that more often than I like to admit. It's e even if I don't orgasm at work, it's nice just to let off some steam. Just take a break and be naughty for a little bit, and then kind of get that tension out, and get back to work so I can focus. I've touched myself in public places too many times. Usually just a little, like, over the clothes type stuff. 17. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? Describe. My neck, definitely. If I think about my neck getting kissed and licked like that, it gives me tingles. And there's that spot, like, right behind the ear, and then down the side. And then there's that one sweet spot where, if it gets, licked and sucked, and bitten, it makes my knees go weak. I'm jelly. Like, you'd have to catch me. It's right, kind of like right where my neck meets my shoulder, and kind of back a little bit. Oh, God. Oh, getting little shivers just thinking about it. And then also the inside of my wrists, if they're very lightly played with, definitely that area too. Probably because the pulse point, all the. Yeah. 18. How much does size of his cock, her tits, her pussy matter to you? Why? I'm by no means a size queen. I actually, just my own personal preference, I do not prefer big boobs. And by big, I mean anything more than like a D. Maybe D double D. I don't know. I think it's just, I don't know, just personal preference. I mean, love me some boobs. Love boobs. Love motorboating them. Love squishing them and going honk honk. Yeah, other than that, yeah, I'm not really into, so size, I guess in that sense, size does matter because I do have a preference, but depends on the person too, because I'm attracted to all shapes and sizes. And I'm guessing size of her pussy. I'm wondering if they mean maybe like labia or tightness. I'm not sure. Vaginas are oddly shaped as it is. So it really just again depends on the person. I like bigger girls, I like skinnier girls, and everything in between. So I mean I'm a curvier girl, so you know, take that as you will, but yeah. And then size of cock, I don't like cocks that are too big. I'm not saying this to be patronizing or to pander or anything like that. I don't like cocks that are too big just because oral becomes more difficult, and penetration can become uncomfortable after a while. You don't get as much range of motion, I think. So with, you know, after a while, I mean, it just doesn't feel good. So, you know, if depending on your size, there's all manner of things you can do if you're worried about not being big enough. I mean, you can change angle, you can push down on the pubis and do that to grind down and change position and that kind of thing. There's all sorts of things you can do to enhance that and, you know, just be really versatile and be willing to try new things. So in that sense, no, I get. So yeah, I guess I want to say just I wanted to say that size doesn't matter, but I guess in this case for all of them, or at least for cock and tits, too big is not desirable. Yeah. 19. What is your idea of good foreplay? Lots of kissing. Ugh. Love kissing. Everywhere, you know, especially in the mouth, but everywhere, kissing, kissing, kissing. I love it. And then you can incorporate your teeth and tongue, and your breath too to play. And then oral, again, kissing, I guess I have an oral fixation. So taking your time too is one thing that's definitely what I like. I like, sorry, kind of stuttering here. I enjoy taking my time in the sense that it can last all day, even where you start off teasing each other, you know, in the morning and then kind of just slowly build from there. You know, sexy glances from across the room, light brushes, maybe groping here or there and brushing up against each other and pressing your body into them and kind of discreetly doing it in public so that you're still teasing them and you know that when you get home it is on. I love that. You just build the anticipation and the tension all day long until finally you can't stand it anymore and you have to have them. That's great foreplay too. I think foreplay can also be very mental. 20. Have you role played and what is your favorite role play? Yes, I have role played. I wouldn't say extensively, even though I enjoy it a lot. Favorite role play. Again, I can't choose one because I'm wishy-washy and indecisive. I mean, why choose one if you don't have to, right? This isn't Sophie's Choice. Wow, I never thought I'd bring up Sophie's Choice in TWA. Anyway, sorry. Daddy daughter, love, love, love. And teacher student is also a favorite of mine. That's a big one. Love that one. I think again because I'm more experienced with being submissive, but I think if I had a chance to try being dominant in a few more scenarios, I think that would be a lot of fun too. So, yeah. I think I'm done here with my talk. Twack. Tuwok. I think I've rambled enough for quite a while. So if you've made it this far, congratulations. You've survived Bond Girl and all her infinite rambles. And yeah, I shall be speaking to y'all later. Bye.